like a fever dream.
Headlines. Ministry of Tourism PS backs 24-hour economy and Education PS calls for boosting inclusive education. Ministry of Tourism Permanent Secretary Evans Muhanga has assured stakeholders in the tourism sector that his ministry will engage the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry on how to actualize and implement the 24-hour economy. He has noted various factors to consider, such as labor matters, as employers increase operation hours. Mr. Muhanga has stressed that it is important for the policy to be actualized in order to enhance economic activities and create more job opportunities, among other benefits. The Permanent Secretary said this during the Public-Private Dialogue Forum, PPDF, Tourism Technical Working Group meeting in Lusaka. The Ministry of Education has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Special Hope Network, marking a significant step towards strengthening inclusive education for learners with intellectual disabilities across Zambia. Speaking during the signing ceremony in Lusaka, Permanent Secretary for Educational Services, Kelvin Mambwe, said the partnership reflects the government's unwavering commitment to ensuring equitable access to education for all children. Dr. Mambwe emphasized that inclusive education remains a national priority anchored in Zambia's development agenda, noting that no child should be left behind, regardless of their abilities. For international news, we monitor the BBC.
A new report says that rape and sexual violence remain part of everyday life in areas of Sudan, even when fighting in the civil war has moved elsewhere. The medical charity MSF said abuse of women and girls by violent armed men persists as an insidious part of life for communities in the Western Darfur region. EU foreign ministers are meeting in Kiev to discuss further support for Ukraine, which has become a critical issue in the face of cuts by the Trump administration. Ministers will look at ways to release a $100 billion loan that Hungary is blocking. A human rights group in Haiti says at least 70 people are known to have been killed and 30 injured during a gang attack on a town at the weekend. The influence of armed groups has spread beyond the capital, Port-au-Prince, into Abonit and central regions.
The US dollar is trading at 19 kwacha 7 ngwe. The Great British Pound, 25 kwacha 24 ngwe. The euro is trading at 21 kwacha 91 ngwe. And the South African rand, 1 kwacha 11 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. Ghana have sacked manager Otto Addo 72 days before the start of this summer's World Cup. Addo's departure followed a 2-1 defeat by Germany in a friendly in Stuttgart on Monday and a 5-1 thrashing by Austria in Vienna last Friday. The Black Stars, who are in the same World Cup group as England, have lost their last four games. And despite having Manchester City winger Antoine Semenyo and Tottenham forward Mohamed Kudus among their ranks, failed to qualify for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations under Addo. Following the Germany game, the Ghana Football Association said it had parted ways with Addo and his exit was effective immediately. Times of clouds and sun with a thunderstorm in sports this afternoon with the highs at 27 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be partly cloudy with the lows at 17 degrees Celsius. The headlines. Ministry of Tourism PS backs 24-hour economy and Education PS calls for boosting inclusive education. My name is Terence Makondo.
Fruity, 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 fruity.
Different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity.
quality product from Californian Beverages.
96.5 Rock FM, Lusaka. The real home of the hits.
Like a miracle where they are again. Cold way dripping. We done started a trend from the gutter to the penthouse, stacking these ends.
Number one hit music station.